That's a problem.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, here we go. Shit. Prince of Crime just said, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. It's 9:04 p.m. on the East Coast on a Friday night. You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. It's time once again for Paragon Radio. Another week has gone by. It's Friday night, as I just said. But it's Friday, August 21st. That means it's almost August 24th is Monday, which means it's my birthday weekend. Commence, oh celebration, it's the birthday. Spectacular. But before we begin that, let's bring on my co-host. He's mad. He's a Viking. He's mad Viking.
Hey, how we doing? Hopefully we will not have Bach interrupt.
I know. Oh, and unlike them getting in touch with me Friday, they got in touch with me Monday, saying we're looking into it. Yes, we're looking into it. And then I got an email a minute later, please rate our service. What service? You said you're looking into it. I can't rate your service when you said you're looking into it. To rate your service means you said you're going to look into it. So what? And guess what? I did not get another email from them. So apparently they just like, that's it. They just said they're going to look into it. Please rate us. How did we do? Gee, I saying you're going to look into it. Wow. Fabulous. That's what you're supposed to do. Tell the customer you're going to look into it. But then you're supposed to look. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, wait, hold on.
I'm waiting. What are we waiting?
Oh, I got an email from Block Talk. I thought they looked into it. No, it's a reminder that my show's going to start.
wow. Okay, thank you for, hey, we got the thing you sent you. We got the thing you sent us.
Yeah, great. Right. I'm just looking here to see. Oh my God. Where did they get off with this?
Yeah, well, let's put you back in a better mood here. You announced it's your birthday celebration. We have George Bosley wishing you happy birthday. Bloody Wolfie threw a birthday cake with a cherry bomb on top. We need festive music.
Luckily,
we need festive music.
Oh, I have festive music. Yeah.
You have festive music.
Yes, I know we got some metalheads out there. Let me make sure I don't disappear on everybody. Hold on. And joining us, we have Stalwart Scout now playing the part of the new Pogo Girl.
Yep.
Sitting next to me.
And it was asking if she's going to get a bike. Does she get a bike? A motorcycle?
If she wants one, sure.
Okay.
In Pogo Girls, she should have Super Leap. I think that's a mandatory. You know, like back or, oh, I see, like back or right. Right. But, but, you know, you should have Super Leap. I think that's supposed to be a prerequisite.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's heavy metal. We're all metalheads here. I think that's some prerequisites. Let's heavy metal the place up. Let's get a good start here. Time for some heavy metal. Happy birthday.
All right.
that brought to you by Wild Stallions. Bill and Ted Face the Music in theaters and on video on demand August 28th. I don't know, that was just on TV. I had to forget I had the TV on. That just popped up. I'm so silly. No Bach tonight. No Bach.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm just really hoping that movie doesn't suck. I really... I hope at some point in the movie Keanu goes like all John Wick on whatever. I don't know why. I know it's going to be out of character for his character, but I just I don't know. Any expectations from you?
Hopefully,
you know,
we're able to. I swear, we get to San Diego Comic-Con. Try to talk about it, and boom, something happens.
I know. It's just like when I – well, you know what beats? Originally, I heard that somebody was rebooting the movies. I was like, why the fuck would you do that? I think somebody said either do a new third one or don't do them at all. Okay, you fell for it. We're doing a third movie. Ah, shit. You didn't have to. No. Because, you know, after the first one, you didn't have to do a sequel. But they did.
Yep.
Then after that, it was like, you really didn't have to do that. Please don't do a third one. But no, they decided to do it now. It took how many years?
I lost count. Oh yeah, with Bill and Ted.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, it was like what, early 90s.
Yeah. 80s,
no,
30? 90 around there.
Yeah, it was something like 30 almost 30 years for them to do a new But why? I digress. I don't know why. I think something with Bill and Ted might be in my news stories tonight.
Mhm.
I don't know. I'm just checking. I'm just looking.
All right.
No, it's not. I think I avoided that. I avoided it.
Okay.
I said, no, I don't want a Bill and Ted. If there's anything Bill and Ted, just block it. Just denied.
Mm-hmm.
So should we get to the news stories now, just in case we...
Yeah, we better.
Okay, good. All right, so I'm going to start off with Old Faithful, Golden Girl, Heroes and Villains Update, number 404.
Get your drinks out.
Okay.
It's the drinking game.
Yeah, last week she disappointed us. All right, so this week we've been continuing with work on replacing the way that the traditional RPG design template makes... Oh, beautiful. She didn't let me down this week. Makes Sue of NPCs. Yes, folks. When I go to the store, instead of using money, I make Sue of my credit card. Supposed to be makes use, but she spelled it Sue. Yes. Makes Sue. There you go. A spelling error right off the bat. Makes two of NPCs mostly as quest givers and the way that it impacts the way that the narrative is delivered. Because the traditional RPG design template is used constantly, players know what to expect. And it leads to the mechanically sensible but narratively ridiculous situation where the player knows that the NPCs with individual names are important and frequently quest givers, and those with generic names are unimportant and will use very limited generic dialogue, if they say anything at all. So, on entering a new area populated with NPCs, the player will spend time running around trying to find the named NPCs to see if they have quests for them to do. Collecting all the ones that are available, which is the kind of mechanics-focused checklist gaming that we want to avoid. Have a heroic villain this weekend, the heroes and villains team. So after a week of none, you get one. So make Sue that drink.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it. All right. Now, this next one, we wanted to make sure we read it here because it's about City of Heroes Homecoming. We read it Monday night when we were over doing a show in Champions Online in WCC. But I said, you know what? This story I really want to read over here in City of Heroes Homecoming. So I'm going to reread it. It's an older it came out last week, but I do want to read it this week. So here we go. Yeah, it's from Massively Overpowered. It came out on the 13th. Lee Royce as the author. It's City of Heroes Homecoming confirms NCSoft talks continue, plans new name, aim, and launcher. Okay, all the City of Heroes rogue servers that sprang up over the last year in the wake of the 2019 reveal that the game's code was out in the wild. The one that's attracted the most attention in players is surely Homecoming. And a large part of the reason was the fact that its reps have been in talks with NCSoft to secure some sort of legitimacy. Those talks have lingered on for over a year now. With Homecoming developers being publicly tight-lipped about what was going on, the irritation of pretty much everyone who wasn't already a doubter. But yesterday, the team actually provided players an update on that process, along with news about some other big changes for the servers. The short version is that talks continue. Over the past year, we've been working closely together to make this work and have made significant headway in several areas. Unfortunately, coronavirus has hindered the pace of these discussions somewhat, but we're still having regular meetings and are slowly but surely moving towards a positive outcome. Many of the updates we're talking about today are a result of these ongoing talks. There's still a ton of work going on behind the scenes to get us to the finish line, and we'd like to thank you all for your continued patience. TLDR, still soon, but soon TMer than before. As for the rest of those updates, well, apparently the group is changing its name from City of Heroes Homecoming to Homecoming City of Heroes, changing its domain to homecomingcoh.com and moving to a brand new launcher that doesn't rely on the much older Tequila base. It's designed to be light and fast and is built with a focus on security, the team explains. It allows you to selectively install and remove the beta / staging servers and toggle automatic updates for each. Features a built-in server status monitor and has a much more usable newsfeed. This past spring, we compiled an updated list. Well, this massively overpowered. Compiled an updated list on all the available City of Heroes rogue servers. Worth a peek if you're still hunting for a home in Paragon City. All right, there you go. I know for a while, I know Special and Rain's here. We want an update on COH. There you go. We got it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say something, Mad. I looked over at SmackDown. They have an audience tonight.
Oh. Does it mean it's not the NXT crossovers?
Yes. No. They have a ton of screens. It's home audience using their Skype or whatever, and they're watching from the internet.
So we got a Zoom crowd.
But it's like all – yeah, you got to check it out. It's like all these screens on the sides, and they're watching from home. I'm like, what the hell? That's crazy. I'm like, okay, well, at least they have fans watching and reacting. They can see the fans' reactions. It's just, wow, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
So
okay.
We'll be since Pokemon wants to have his face on the TV, well, moving this no. He'll have his chance for Raw.
Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. We'll wait. Yeah, I'm doing the show. The show comes first. Come on now, I'm the host of the show. I'll be perfect.
All right. All right. Let's make it easy. Ship of Heroes.
Okay. Next.
Ship of Heroes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Valiant. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
That was it.
Yeah. City of Titans. Thank you. Yeah. I was Pogo Girl. Pogo Girl disappeared.
Don't worry. We'll re-emerge.
She'll bounce. She'll pop up. Okay. On to superhero news. Kevin Conroy reflects on his appearance in Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Ooh. Well,
hey,
now we'll find out which version.
Kevin Conroy. What?
We'll find out which version he was aiming. I said we'll find out which version of Batman he was aiming for. I was aiming for the Dark Knight.
That's what you thought. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to Jason fans, Kevin Conroy is the definitive voice of Batman. After starring in Batman, the animated series, and several subsequent animated shows and video games, Conroy got his first to portray Bruce Wayne in live action during the CW's Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover. However, fan expectations were dashed when Conroy's scenes were limited to a single episode of Batwoman. Indeed, Conroy's was far more malevolent than any of his previous incarnations of Batman. Via Heroic Hollywood, Conroy acknowledged the backlash to his Crisis role during an appearance on Inside with Michael Rosenbaum. Regardless, Conroy was satisfied by the experience. The fans were not happy about that, said Conroy. They didn't like seeing that version of Bruce Wayne, but for me, it was fun. It was a lot of fun to sort of stretch my acting chops a little bit. They didn't tell me anything about the Batman. They just said he was the Batman in the future, an older Bruce Wayne. I said, mean like in Batman Beyond old Bruce Wayne? They said, no, he's not 80, but he's older and he's in bad shape. They're so guarded with their scripts, the studios, they don't give them out. So they didn't give anything. I got the script basically when I was about to get on a plane to fly to Vancouver to do the show. I hadn't seen anything. I said yes because I was so excited to do something on camera again after 25 years. I was a suit of armor that was an external spine because his back had been broken by Superman. And I didn't know that was going to happen. It's full of surprises. I didn't know I was going to try and kill Supergirl. He was dark. He was dark. The producers were great. The cast, Three Rose, everybody was fantastic. Wonderful to work with. But they do like a movie a week. It's a massive undertaking. There you go.
Now, I liked his role. I loved it. You know, I saw The Dark Knight.
I personally thought.
Now, you thought Kingdom Come.
I thought he was kind of a younger version. I thought it was like we said, we commented. I thought it was like The Dark Knight Returns. Because in that fight, he's wearing the armor. And, you know, he killed Superman. So, of course, his back got broken in that fight. What the hell was supposed to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I killed the Man of Steel. I walked away scot-free. Did you now? Yep.
You know, some people now are saying that could have been the death metal version. The anti-crisis, as they're now calling it. But, you know, it was a different
thing. Yeah, but no, this is based on Christ. Yeah. This is Crisis, man. That was like way before death metal. I don't think they're ready for death metal.
Now.
I don't think the Arrow versus ready for death metal.
Right,
but, you know, I don't think they're going to bring death metal. Right. Okay. Okay, I'm covering sort of last Friday that we didn't get to at all. This one is from Jim Lee. I'm not sure if we did. I'm pretty sure we did something like this. But remember I said that I couldn't find one about Jim Lee? Well, I found one on Superhero Hype. So this one had to go up after we went off air. Jim Lee confirms that all DC Universe shows are going to HBO Max. So earlier this week, the comic book industry, earlier last week, this is about the industry was rocked by widespread layoffs at DC Comics and its streaming service, DC Universe. While DC publisher Jim Lee confirmed that he remains at the company, he also told The Hollywood Reporter that the DC Universe originals are migrating over to HBO Max. The original content that is on DC is migrating to HBO Max, I believe. Truthfully, that's the best platform for that content. The amount of content you get, not just DC, but generally from Warner Media, is huge, and it's the best value proposition. If I'm allowed to use that marketing term, we feel that is the place for that. However, Lee indicated that DC Universe will remain as an online resource for DC's comic book library. In regards to the community and experience that DCU created and all that backlist content, something like 20,000, 25,000 different titles, and the way it connected with fans 24/7, there's always going to be a need for that, Lee. So we're excited to transform it, and we'll have more news on what it will look like. It's definitely not going away. Now, HBO Max has already picked up Doom Patrol and the Harley Quinn animated series from DC Universe, but both series were also without official renewals. Stargirl will be back for a second season on the CW. However, it will no longer stream on DC Universe after season one. Now, with that, it is I checked out the last few episodes. What they did was they streamed it on Monday on DC Universe and it aired on the CW on Tuesday. Now, that leaves Titans and Young Justice for HBO Max as well. Titans Season 3 was slated to premiere on DC Universe later this year. Additionally, Young Justice was renewed for a fourth season, but it's unclear if production on the season has even started production. We also touched on plans for DC Comics, which include dropping the bottom 20%, 25% of the comics line that wasn't breaking even or was losing money. He went on to characterize the cuts as more punch for the pound, so to speak, and increasing the margins of the books that we are doing. Regardless, we insisted that DC is not abandoning print comics or transitioning to digital and trades only.
Ooh,
so there you go.
Nice little comment here. And I think it's rather interesting.
What?
Bloody Wolfie, he wants to see Kevin do the Batman who laughs in an animated movie now.
Ooh, that would be cool. Well, let's get through this sequel of Death Metal. Or is it Death Metal? Let's get through this one and see what happens. I know. I only had the first issue. I think I'm going to go next Wednesday. All the new stuff comes out and get caught up on that series and see what happens. I'm going to read all that before next Friday and see what happens. All the fun we're going to have.
Uh-huh. All right. So far, no Bach. We're doing good. We're doing good.
I know. Well, we got half an hour before the Bach incident, Lassie. Okay, now, Bloodshot, the movie. I seen it on cable, pay cable. Good movie. I have most of the issues from Dynasty. I haven't read all of them. But believe it or not, it's getting a second chance in the movie theaters. I say, look, it's already on cable. It's already on whatever channel I saw it on. So is it going back to the movies? It's already there. It's too late. So earlier this year, Vin Diesel headlined the live-action adaptation of Valiant Comics' Bloodshot. However, the film had the grave misfortune of opening days before the COVID-19 pandemic caused the country to shut down. Subsequently, Bloodshot received a fast release via video on demand, but now the movie is getting a second chance in theaters. Via Entertainment Weekly, AMC Theaters' official Twitter account confirmed Bloodshot's return to the big screen. Bloodshot released March 13th and had a four-day theatrical run. So we're bringing it back. See at Bloodshot starring Vin Diesel on the big screen starting 8/20. That was yesterday. And earn double points. Woo! Get your tickets now. It's out there, folks. If you don't have cable, it's there. I'm telling you. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Nobody move. I'm checking something for everybody. Nobody move.
I'm not moving.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. If you have stars and stars on demand, it's there. It's there for you. I have it. I have it there. And I have a, guess what? When my dad passed away, I got my inheritance. I got me and my folks these big 65-inch Roku flat-screen TVs. Guess what it's like in my room? A fucking bouquet? Why the fuck do I want to go pay for a ticket at a movie theater, have to wear a mask, and have a chance getting COVID-19 when I can see the movie for basically free in my home, in my bedroom? I fluff up a bunch of pillows, sit back, kick back to the bowl of popcorn for free, relatively free. And, ooh, I have to drive to an AMC theater that's halfway across, I don't know, like an hour away from me. Okay, however, this is a problem now. However, it's unclear how many theaters will actually be open by Bloodshot's release 20th. The pandemic never ended, and many states are still in lockdown. Matter of fact, some states, the pandemic's gotten worse. That's not what the article says. That's, I'm letting you people know this. Diesel stars in the movie as Rex Garrison / Bloodshot, a man who is resurrected with enhanced strength and healing powers. Isaac Gonzalez also co-stars in the film as KD / K, the letters KT, with Sam Heughan as Jimmy Dalton, Toby Kebbell as Martin X, and Guy Pearce as Dr. Emil Harding. Additionally, Amorn Morris, Riley, Alex Hernandez, Johan Hawker Johannesson, and Timur Bjerjak appear in these names are unbelievable, in co-starring roles. And, of course, I always had these questions. Will you attempt to see Bloodshot on the big screen later this month? No! Are you crazy? I can watch it all I want. Matter of fact, I can go to On Demand right after the show tonight and put it on all I want and watch it there. Matter of fact, I didn't have dinner yet. I'm going to have crawfish and corn on the cob and crab. Lobster. Are you kidding me? That's my dinner. I'm going to watch Bloodshot just despite that article, just despite our AMC theaters. And the immortal words of Alto, yeah, for what he did to me the other night. And it's your fault. It's your fault. You had to tell him. Oh, Alto, Pogo's sitting in his chair in the WCOC theater. I'm on my way. All of a sudden, we're sitting in the theater. All of a sudden, he goes, I'm here. We hear the joke. Music point, we're like, what? And then he just suddenly stops right in the door. We're like, oh shit. And then he's in the zigzag thing, going to the door, and he stops. I jump out in my floating chair. He blew my chair, and he jumps on the table. He starts dancing right in front of me. I said, your death, the unmitigated goal. I can't believe what I'm saying. How could you? You should be ashamed of yourself. The two of you, the both of you. I can't believe this. Blowing up my chair. Okay, now the tin toy soldiers here. This is Pogo Girl. What is this? We have rotating Pogo Girls. What? Is that what's going on tonight?
Sorry, I'm getting messages again.
Oh, tin toy soldiers standing next to me dressed as Pogo Girl.
Okay, so we have we have multi Pogo Girls.
Yeah. Yes, we have. We have rotated. Yes, we have. What is that? Remember those doors at the department store in the city? The rotating door thing. Okay.
Hopefully, here we go.
Yeah, that's Bloody Wolf. He's talking about Bloodshot. Why? Wouldn't it be easier to just throw it on DVD and Blu-ray early instead? Throw it on a streaming site? Yeah, exactly. What's this about rotating in Pogo Girl? Should I get the bloody nose found right? Well, we had, what was the name of the character? Stalwart Scout earlier was dressed as Pogo Girl. And that tin toy soldier is standing next to me Sword Scout disappeared, and now Tin Toy Soldier is staying next to me dressed as a girl. So what I'm saying is we have rotating Pogo girls. Okay. Something from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., even though this season ended, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. cast gathers for one last table read in a new video. Now, I'm going to read this because the series finale ended like a week and a half ago. So sorry if you haven't seen it. So early last week, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. signed off the airwaves after seven seasons together. Even though Wednesday's two-part conclusion marked last time we'll see this super spies as full-fledged team, everybody lived to fight another day after defeating Nathaniel Malik and vanquishing Necronicoms. Now, Marvel has shared a special behind-the-scenes look at the making of the episode before filming even began. Fans can now watch highlights from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s last ever table read. And there's a video of the table read I'm going to post later on with showrunners Jed Whedon, Marissa Tankeron, I said it last, and Jeffrey Bell presiding. The actors run through several key scenes from the show's final hour, starting with Deke's decision. I'm not going to say what. Ever since he joined Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in season 5, Jeff has brought a great deal of levity to the show, and it looks like this was just as true behind the scenes as well. There was plenty of laughter to go around as he delivered some of his most memorable one-liners from the but because this was the last read-through, there were more than just laughs. There were cheers, like when Ming-Na went from Linda May and herself as the cavalry after taking down Chronicom predictor Sybil. And naturally, there were cheers. Remember when I said that they did a callback to her being the cavalry? That was her nickname. That was, I was like, that was cool because they did a callback to that. Sorry, I'm just taking a drink. Excuse me, hold on.
All right.
WWE's news. WWE news.
Okay.
Jeff Hardy has just pinned AJ Styles. Which means we have a new Intercontinental Champion.
Okay.
Get here. I'm up to date stuff.
There you go.
Hey.
Now let's talk about also a couple of things that you are involved in.
Okay, hold on. Wait. A few cast members got noticeably misty-eyed while reading through the episode's closing scene. However, there was nothing compared to the parting words that Tankeron and series star Clark Gregg had to share after it was all over. Okay. So you can read that. Okay, we'll come back to that. Yes. Yes, let's discuss some things I'm involved with.
Let's start off with the big one, extralife.org.
Yeah.
For those
once again,
those
ladies
not...
and gentlemen.
Okay, go ahead.
Huh? What? What'd you say? That sounded like gibberish. No, you were just saying something, but it broke up. What? I'm sorry. Say that again. I'm sorry. Please repeat that.
All right.
Hello.
For those that don't,
Bad?
I'm still yes. here. Okay. For those who don't know,
no, please repeat that because it broke.
Yeah, that's what I said. For those who don't know, go ahead, Pogo.
Oh, okay. Yes. For those who don't know, once again, oh God, hold on. I got gas. I had some Diet Coke. Good. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that? On air. I was trying to mute it. I don't think I hit the mute button. I'm sorry.
No, that was not muted. That was
live radio. Sorry, live radio. Excuse me. Live radio at its finest. Excuse me. Pardon me.
We would like some ratings on that burp, please.
Rating 1 through 10. What do judges think of that burp? Buddy Wolf says, more sports, stream sports. He wants more of the sports. So, back to the news. Once again, I am participating in the extralife.org charity gaming marathon for the Children's Miracle Network. Also brought to my attention that if we could raise like $75 by the end of August, they were going to send me a D20 decal. I said, all right, let's give it a shot. Well, by the end of the first night, we raised like $143. Like, holy shit. Well, that was pretty good. Well, so far, we've topped that. We have raised $241. Okay? Which means normally it takes the whole marathon for me to get $200 to get the T-shirt. Well, guess what? That was during the week I hit the $200 mark. I have filled out the form. Within 3 weeks, I'm going to have that T-shirt already. I'll have that T-shirt sometime in September, okay, which means that thing will be hanging up. I can take a picture of it to show you guys what I'm going to be wearing for the gaming marathon. So for the first time ever, I will actually have this year's extralife.org T-shirt to wear for this year's marathon. But that's not all, because we have a goal this year of $1,000. We're just in the infancy stages of raising money, okay? So technically, we are $759 away from our goal of $1,000. You guys can help make that happen.
And okay. Bogo will
and
throw up the link. Ralph. Oh, you got 11 out
before
of 10.
Before I do that.
On the rating of the burp.
Before I do that, thank you. 11 out of 10. And that's what I'll take that. I chalked out chicken's feathers in my head. Okay, before I do that, though, Mad Viking has some words he recorded.
Pogo Man of Paragon Radio Podcast is raising money for his local Children's Miracle Network Hospital COVID-19 Impact Fund, working with extralife.org. Help him raise money for his local children's hospital. You can check out the links on Paragon Dawn's Facebook page and Dawn Radio's Facebook page. Help the children as Pogo Man goes to gaming for the children.
Okay, there you go.
All right. And now to the next thing.
What I am going to do. Yes, go ahead.
Yep.
Hold on.
We're about to.
I'm going to post the link.
Okay.
I'm going to post the link here in the chat. Cool. And let's go post it in game. I'm going to post it in broadcast. Broadcast. I'm going to post it in Paragon chat.
Now, no money goes to Pokemon. All of it goes to the hospital connected to the Children's Miracles Network, COVID-19 project.
Right, and it's all right, and it's all tax deductible. And there's a form there if you want to, there's a form online. You click once you do the donation. There's a thing, tax deductible form. You click on it, you print it out, or you fill it out. I'm not sure how that works. But it's there. You fill that. Don't ask me for it. Don't get and go, I want that tax deductible form. Okay, great. Go online. Don't ask me for it. I don't know how to get it to you. I'm sorry about that. They don't send me copies of it. I don't do anything with it. But there you go. That's it. Now, the funny thing is this. Every year we set this challenge up between City of Heroes and Champions Online. And it just seems like Champions Online carries the weight of it. They do all the donations lately. City of Heroes, nothing from you guys. Nothing. So
now,
come on, City of Heroes.
I want to point out, you started with just City of Heroes, even working with another station.
Right.
And you never got
yes
as high as it did last year, and in this case now, as fast
right
as you've gotten.
No, this is the fastest we've got to 241. This is the fastest we've got to over 200. Fastest we got to 200, fastest we've gotten to 241. I think this is this the most we raised? I know last year was the most we raised.
Last year was the most. We got over 300.
Okay, what was? Do you remember that? How much it was?
Not
we got
right
over 300.
It was like three.
You're going to break that this year. Really? That
now,
much?
Let's put a thing. Tag in which game you heard and got the urge to make a donation from. This will separate who's who and what's what. Because I know there's people who have tunes on Champions and City of Heroes. So
right.
I have tunes on both.
Right. I have tunes on both. And if they're going to say, well, you don't play City of Heroes because I don't get any donations from City of Heroes. If you want me to play City of Heroes on that weekend, I need donations from City of Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
But I get all the donations from Champions Online. And I said that. If you want me to play City of Heroes that weekend, and here's the deal this year. Ehrlich is working on my computer right now. When I get the laptop, I'm going to be streaming this year. Okay? So guess what? I'm going to split it up over 4 days because of my back. Well, guess what? As of right now, all 4 days are going to be streaming from Champions Online.
But that can change.
And right, that could change. And right now what I'm doing is usually every year I make up new characters to play. But this year what I'm doing is I'm going to go through and take all the heroes I've played that I never got to level 40, and I'm going to level those up to level 40. All those characters I never finished. I'm going to see if I can level them all up to level 40. Like last year, I had I think I named him Iron Minx or something like that. And I got him to level 30, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still sitting there. A bunch of characters I never finished. Occasionally, like I know the year before, Shortbus gave me Alistair McCullen. He gave me the build for him. And I was having so much fun with him, I got him to level 40. I still play him. You know, like once in a while, I'll get a cool character I like, and I don't know, just play him, but I just haven't played much this past year. Parents have been sick. I've just been so busy. I just haven't played. But, like I said, there's some characters. I think it's time to level up these characters. Like, remember the other night at the costume, America's Eagle, I brought him out for the costume contest? A couple years ago, I made him up for this. I don't know. He's only level 27. I think it's time I level him up to level, see if I get him to level 40. You know what his build is of all things? Claws, invulnerability. He's claws, invulnerability.
There you go.
He's a mutated eagle. Claws and invulnerability. Everybody's like, huh? But yeah, that's what I did. I want to try something different. Who is standing next to you? That is Quarantined. From Paragon. Quarantine.
Okay. And there goes. Quarantine got quarantined, I guess.
There you go. Yep. Quarantine got quarantined. But those are just some,
So like I said, you want to make a donation?
Some of the characters.
Let's add in which game you came from. Now, the ones that's previous, we knew.
Yes. Right, because we were online, we were doing it because we knew the people.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, this year, you want to make a donation when I'm not on, then just say, hey, City of Heroes, and I'll make a day. You know, because this Pogo man, he's only level 30. Well, I got 20 levels to go. Give me an excuse to play this. Give me an excuse to play 6 hours, and I'll play. And I'll play 6 hours. Or you know, match or surpass the Champions Online donations have been, and I'll make it 2 days. I'll play 12 and see what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm also doing is I'm saving up, and I'm taking XP boosters for those characters. So I can really level up the characters, especially at these levels. Because these are the high-end levels that we're talking about.
Yep.
So I need those XP boosters. So there you go. Okay.
Mhm. Now,
but this
like
year,
you said,
I could feel. I feel that I want 1,000, only because the kids need it this year. Thank you, Wild Frenzy. Thank you, Wild Frenzy said happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you.
Wait, there you go. See, they like you. They really like you.
they like you, yes.
Now, you know, and like you said, you know, once he gets his new computer, I'm setting it up, get ready. When he gets his new computer,
yeah,
he'll be able to do streaming.
Well, the reason I don't have it yet, the reason I don't have it is Ehrlich is setting everything up for me. He's got, that's why he has it. I could have gotten it with nothing set up on it.
Right. I'm doing the setup because it's that time. So that's why I was. That's why I said, get ready. This is a setup. Okay. So, like I said, when he gets his new computer, he'll be able to do the streaming. And if you need help with your computer issues, we know someone that can help you on that, don't we, Pogo?
Yes.
If you're listening here, you are a gamer in some form. Gamers have different needs for the computers and internet capabilities, just like businesses, charities, and organizations. And just like any high-level use computers, you need a specific system for your needs. You need Metamorphosis IT. Metamorphosis IT is not just tech support, not just service, but solutions. Integrating your computer, servers, cell phone, smart TVs, and all your needs to simplify and coordinate the process. Go to mi-solutions.tech to schedule a consultant evaluation of your system and how it can be improved. Again, Metamorphosis IT at mi-solutions.tech, transforming your experience of technology.
There you go.
You go, IT solution. There you go. Solutions for your questions. Okay, that's one of the things where I'm doing that I'm involved with. Well, I'll tell you what, something else I'm involved with. Let's see, you had a long weekend, because I know tomorrow is the big family get together birthday bash. It's birthday and a couple of close friends just in the area, I'd invite all my Paragon Dawn friends, but you know, co-team, so it's got to be local friends. You guys will be there in spirit, trust me. So let's say you guys had a long week. Again, you want to kick back Sunday afternoon. Nothing, you know, you don't do. Let's say it's around, 4:40, okay? And these people have nothing to do. You know what they could do? They can. Oh, the computer. They can go to YouTube or Twitch.tv. They can kick back. Can watch this new program called Champions, playing Champions on Champions. You there, Mad?
Yeah.
Mad?
Hold on.
Okay, sure
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
You heard me, right?
Yes.
You heard about this new show, right? Right?
Yes.
Yes. So
yes.
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock Eastern. You could watch this new show of Champions playing Champions on Champions. What it is, it's a bunch of Champions online players. They're sitting back. They've created players from this game called Champions Now, which is basically a rebirth of the old school Champions role playing game, the first or third editions. A simplified version of the Champions role-playing game, because let's face it, once 4th edition came out, the game got way too complex. And from what I heard about 6th edition, you need a degree in calculus to play this game. So, you know, they said, hey, let's simplify things. So, they did the game totally simplified it, old school style, and really simplified it to the point where not all the powers that were in the original Champions games were even there. Done by design, too, I might add. Are they going to add a second book? I don't know. To add all the powers, I don't know if they're going to do that or not. So, we'll have to wait to see. But, So it's a bunch of players and a GM, yours truly, GMing. Mad Vikings, one of the players.
Mm-hmm.
It's Anita. It's Short Bus. It's Alto. And Alan has joined. And it's the six of us. We sit around for a couple hours. We're playing Champions now. It's recorded so we can see the fun we're having. The enjoyment, entertainment. And you guys just sit back and join the hilarity and the fun.
You have a response from a certain area.
Oh, I do. Where is that?
Hero Games?
Oh, yeah? Where am I looking? Oh, yes. That thing, yes. I'm looking, like, on the board here. Be specific, dude. We got so much going on. No, it's just we have so much going on here. Don't be subtle. So what happened was, if you remember last year or a year and a half ago, we had Jason Walters, who we introduced as the editor of the book. No, he's the CEO of Hero Games, it turns out. So he said he was on, and we explained to him what we plan to do. And he described it as that's so meta. So he wanted to know when we were starting this. Sent him the link. Goes, oh, that's so cool. He goes, well, I'm going to share the link on the website. I'm going to share the link in our newsletters, online newsletters, I guess. So he's going to do all this stuff for us. He's going to hook us up. And so he said, cool. Not only that, I also shared with him my link for the Extra Life. Like so. So, by the way, can you do me a favor and see what you guys could do? Maybe help me out with this? He goes, sure, no problem. I was like, cool. Because I was telling him, I said, now the thing is I'm converting, for you guys, I'm converting all the old books for our campaign. So I said, I got all the old stuff except the flex tile thing. He goes, oh, I love the old flex tile. I was like, you know what? I don't even remember them because I found this like checklist of all the old stuff. I said, I never even heard of them until a couple weeks ago. I was like, oh, somebody would have told me about them back then. I mean, that there are some books I have now I never even heard of back then. I was like, how come nobody told me about this stuff back then? I would have gotten this stuff back then. But oh, well, we're enjoying it now. And seriously, the group I have that I'm with now is the group I wish I had back then to play with. So everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the fun. Yes, Woody Wolf. It's every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern, we get together. I'm wondering, though, if it's possible we could start getting together at 4 p.m. Eastern. After the summer's over.
Possible.
Because I'm thinking, because Shortbus is always like, oh, we're always running late into my show. Well, what if we got together an hour earlier and then I don't feel rushed? But we'll see what happens this week. Because like right now, this campaign, this thing we're doing now is like an intro thing we're doing. But we'll see what happens. And I know Alto said he showed Ambassador Kale the link.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we are waiting for a response on that one.
Cool. So there you go. There you go. We're spreading the word. There you go, baby. We're getting the word out there. So, I think that's all my projects, right? It's that.
Yep.
This. Okay.
And
any projects you're involved with?
Yeah. Well, hold on. One more thing from the previous one. Alto is airing it on YouTube. You can see the first one once I find his link.
Well, the first one being episode 3 or issue 3.
Yeah, well, 1.5.
Yeah, well, it's called issue 3 because that's actually the third issue. In my notes, that's issue 3, right?
It's just taking me a little bit longer because if I try to scroll in Skype now because it's pinging like crazy.
Okay, while you're doing that, I have some more news story. I have another news story I could read. This one involves the Aquaman 2. All right, so James Wan, he teases more horror elements in Aquaman 2. Because of his association with the horror genre, not many people expected James Wan to tackle a movie like Aquaman. Regardless, Wan delivered a crowd-pleasing superhero adventure that went on to become the highest-grossing DC film of all time, which naturally means that a sequel is on the way. Not much is known about Arthur Curry's next theatrical act. According to Wan, moviegoers can expect him to infuse the sequel with his signature brand of horror. Wan will be making a virtual appearance at next Saturday's that's what we got to talk about. DC Fandom events, where he'll participate in a fan Q&A. However, DC, via Instagram, has begun sharing some of Wan's answers ahead of time, which one fan asked if Aquaman 2 will feature horror-inspired sequences similar to the infamous trench scene in the first movie. Wan confirmed that this will indeed be the case. I would say yes, said Wan, just like the first movie had a touch of my horror sensibility. In it, in regard to the trench sequence, I would say that there will be a little bit of that in this next one. I think it's something that is a big part of who I am and just naturally comes out in these kinds of films, and especially in a movie like Aquaman, where the story takes place in these underwater worlds, which can be very scary. And so naturally, my love for the horror genre just means that I latch myself to these scenes and give them a little bit more of my scary sauce on them. The original Aquaman's trench scene was easily one of the film's most standout moments. Plus, it wowed Warner Brothers executives enough to greenlight a spinoff featuring its monstrous creatures. Wan is producing that film, which is conveniently titled The Trench, and is still without a release date. Aquaman 2 will hit theaters on December 16th, 2022. Okay, and I did not know about the Trench movie. Ready yet?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. No. Sorry. Once again, I'm getting pinged on all sides. Remember I told you they were making... Go ahead, yeah. The link. I already posted it in the chat. But it's youtube.com/C/AltoMark7, one word, / videos. And the first one is a 5.5-hour video. So,
Okay. And let me see where that is. Hold on. Okay, I'm just gonna save it. Okay, and I will share that link later on when I post all the links on our Facebook page. Boy, I wish we had saved last week's show. Boy, that was a humdinger. if I could say the word humdinger. Boy, that was some. You guys missed out. All right, let's see. We did the James. Okay. Something from The Mandalorian. There was The Mandalorian producer explains the E.T. moment in Baby Yoda's creation. No, perhaps not, since the days of Steven Spielberg's famous E.T. the Extraterrestrial has an alien puppet been so adored as the Mandalorian's Baby Yoda. And the Mandalorian executive producer Jon Favreau revealed in a recent interview with Deadline that Dave Filoni, who played a significant role in the creation of the iconic new character, had an E.T. moment when he came up with his first sketch for the child. Favreau also drew some parallels to Michelangelo's famous The Creation of Adam painting. Both, of course, feature fingers nearly touching. And season two does seem like it will focus on contacting the child's home, though presumably not with a phone. Dave had done a sketch of kind of a Michelangelo E.T. moment, and that was the source of inspiration, Favreau said. Then Doug Ching and the whole art department started generating drawings of it, and the legacy effects people built it. Favreau went on to explain the difficulties they had in working in such a vast universe like the Star Wars one. To have a way to create a freshness, while still being respectful of what came before, I think is one of the challenges of storytellers in this moment, because we're inundated with so much content, he added. Now everything's at the touch of a finger, so everybody has a tremendous cultural context. You know, everybody's checking your work. He concluded by comparing himself and the rest of the Mandalorian crew to mere DJs who are playing Beatles songs. George Lucas, meanwhile, is the Beatles. Okay. And one fan writes, I thought it was a pull my finger moment. Okay. News about The Boys. Jensen Ackles from Supernatural will play Soldier Boy in The Boys Season 3. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic postponed the end of Supernatural for series star Jensen Ackles. But now, Ackles has lined up his first post-Supernatural gig in the upcoming third season of The Boys. On his Instagram account, Ackles announced that he will play Soldier Boy, The Boys' cowardly takeoff on Captain America. Appropriately enough, Ackles paired the reveal with Elvis Presley's Soldier Boy. Supernatural creator and The Boys showrunner Eric Kripke confirmed the news in a statement. When I was a child, I had a crazy, impossible dream to provide Jensen Ackles with gainful employment, said Kripke, and I'm happy to say that dream has come true. Jensen is an amazing actor, an even better person, smells like warm chocolate chip cookies, and I consider him a brother. As Soldier Boy, the very first superhero, he'll bring so much humor, pathos, and danger to the role. I can't wait to be on set with him again and bring a bit of Supernatural to The Boys. The Boys Season 2 will hit Amazon Prime on September 4th. It's unclear when the third season would follow. I just want to know when Supernatural season is going to return.
Man. That I can't say. No one can.
Speaking of the CW, the CW announces network premiere date for Swamp Thing. So thanks to the coronavirus pandemic, the upcoming fall TV season is going to look very sparse in terms of new programming. That's why several networks have licensed series from digital outlets to pad their schedules for the rest of the year. That's why the CW is bringing DC Universe's Swamp Thing to network television over a year after it was canceled. Today, or last week, I guess, the CW announced that it will begin Swamp Thing's first and only season in October. Swamp Thing originally debuted on DC Universe in 2019, and it earned consistently positive reviews throughout its run. Unfortunately, the series wasn't able to secure a second season. Viewers and the series creators were blindsided when DC Universe axed the show 1 week after its pilot dropped. Swamp Thing's cancellation also kicked off early rumors that Warner Media was reevaluating DC Universe. These rumors were seemingly confirmed last week when Jim Lee shared that all DCU originals will eventually migrate to HBO Max. The CW is introducing its viewers to Swamp Thing with a special 90-minute premiere in the fall. However, fans shouldn't expect to see any bonus footage from the episode. The extended runtime probably accounts for commercial breaks. It's also a safe bet that the CW will censor some of the show's more violent scenes. Okay, so Swamp Thing will premiere on the CW on October 6th. Swamp Thing will premiere. That's all the way at the bottom of the page. I wasn't delaying it on purpose. That's when it will. So I'm going to have to go watch this thing on DC Universe since they're going to. Okay, I do have some comic book news. Logan returns to his roots in Wolverine, Black, White, and Blood. Okay, for nearly five decades, Wolverine has been the best there is at what he does, which isn't always very nice. And later this year, his animalist nature will be on full display in Marvel's next Logan-centric series. Several big-name writers and artists are joining forces to tell new stories featuring the character in Wolverine, Black, White, and Blood. This will run for four issues. As the cover and title make clear, fans can expect the clawed mutant to rack up a high body count. Adopting an anthology format, each installment contains three unique stories handled by different creative teams. To enhance its gritty feel, the series is being presented almost entirely in black and white with the occasional flourish of red to emphasize the character's penchant for bloodshed. Marvel has recruited some A-list talent to preside over Logan's upcoming adventures. Writer Jerry Duggan and artist Adam Kubert, who also illustrated the first issue's cover, will start things off by taking readers back to the Weapon X era. Matthew Rosenberg and Joshua Cassaro follow this up by pairing Wolverine with Nick Fury on a spy mission. Finally, Declan Shalvey will close out the first volume by putting Logan in a deadly trap. I can't stress how exciting it is getting all these pages from the absolutely killer level of talent assembled for this book. Series editor Mark Basso told Marvel.com, "It's becoming a hype cliche, but you've really never seen anything quite like this from Marvel Comics. And you've only seen a fraction of the first issue." Wolverine Black, White, and Blood hits comic shops in November. Okay. And then when I post it, you could check out some of the first couple of pages of the artwork anyway. Okay, I think that's all the news we have, and we have 16 minutes left. Mad?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Mad?
Yeah, I'm still here.
From the game. Oh. You disappeared from the game.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
I'm standing here by myself. There's nobody in game.
Where did everybody go? I'm getting there, slowly but surely.
Don't call me Shirley.
But needless to say, I'm seeing things that are happening where we won't do an after party. Let's put it this way.
I'm going to go have dinner, so no after party. Sorry, I'm getting
hungry.
When hosty gets hungry, no after party. What was I going to say? Where was I?
Oh, if you do want to listen to the next, I almost forgot this. Sorry about that. If you do want to listen to the next Champions Playing Champions on Champions, that's Dawn Radio, 5 o'clock, paragondawn.com/dawnradio. Yes. And yes, you can hear all the madcaps and the, how we torture Pogo, especially on the recent one here. I'll give you a setup of how silly you can get here. Now, I'm playing a healer, but I wanted to be stealthy. I don't have stealth as one of the powers.
Who injured who on this one?
Huh?
Go on. Go on. All set right. it up and we'll ask who tortured who on this one. Go ahead.
So I decided to take a scene out of the movie Galaxy Quest and I start rolling on the ground to big items. You know,
except there were no big items. Right.
Yeah, there weren't any big items.
Go ahead.
Getting over to the designated area, and Pogo, who has stealth, is looking at me. And, you know, it may as well be a recreation of the scene. Does the rolling help? Yeah, you lost your weapon. Shit.
And I woke up, being Pogo, going, what are you doing? What the hell? Stop it. You're embarrassing yourself. So he rolls over to me, or tries to. I find a stick on a twig, mind you, a twig, here. And I'm holding it, mocking him, going, hold this up for camouflage. Here, go ahead, hold it up. You know, picture a twig, a little tiny, like a toothpick twig. Here, hold this up, camouflage.
Mm-hmm. And that's
so who's
an
mocking,
example.
Who's making fun of who?
And the one,
fun of who?
Now, the one we didn't, record, Pogo
right.
is talking about his super
right.
jump, and he was planning to do a super jump over to where the bad guys are and, you know, do an impressive intro.
Oh, no, I was just explaining how fast. No, I was just explaining how fast I could go. That's all.
Yeah, but we didn't hear that.
Short bus hears something, and he elaborates this whole conversation that never happened. And I'm like, where are you getting this from? That's not what was just said. So he goes, oh, so you're going to go jump over us? I'm like, no, I'm just saying.
Yeah, he was talking about how far he could jump. I'll admit,
right.
I was in that boat too. And we're going like, okay, I'm just trying to picture this, you know, Pogo Man jumping over the villains going, stop in the name of the law.
Right.
And the enemy's going like, what in the world was that?
But the fact that I travel at 60 miles per hour. That's how fast he goes. And the fact is they don't have the old rule where when you leap that fast, your combat value goes up. Because when I used to jump at great distances and so fast, my combat value, ready for this, was like a 23. Just from leaping at maximum speed. It was like, and when I was being a wise, I'm going to try and throw a rack at him. All right, go ahead, make a roll. Okay, my CV is 10. What's his? Okay, you're hitting at minus 13. Huh? Yeah, when he's jumping, his combat value is 23. Basically, he's a blur. He's a white blur. Huh? Yeah. Wait, I'm taking a speed gun. What's the matter? Okay. You're taking what's the maximum thing on the speed gun? Yeah, your speed gun can't measure how fast he goes. It's like the real reason he wears the mask and the thing over his face is to protect his mouth and his eyes. That's the real reason he wears that the goggles and the face mask. What? Yes. It's like physics. Because there was some advantage we read somewhere that you could reduce the time to travel that you're in the air or something like that. So he had that with the super leap. And he had all these like multiple things that he, out of combat, he could jump, and he had all this high strength with his legs, and we figured it out, and it was only superpower he had, and it was like he could jump 5 miles straight up in the air and come back down in like 5 seconds. So you figure out how fast that is and land safely. For 10 seconds or something like that. But they don't have it here. They don't have it like this. Actually, the only thing with Super Leap that makes it worthwhile is that all travel is built as flight and it has different advantages. Super Leap.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So
that gives you an idea of the insanity that goes on. Now we're trying to Now this time we didn't do a whole lot of moving on the characters. We're trying to do that so we're entertaining at least.
Here's the thing. Traveling at that speed, if I hit that Viper transport, I could have kicked a hole in the side of that thing if I wanted to attack it.
Yeah, but you didn't want to clean up the front seat.
Well, no, this is before. Oh, no, this is way before that happened. Because there was nothing to work out. See, I probably could have kicked through the passenger window, kicked the passenger, and kicked him into the driver and bolted him out the driver's side door at that velocity. That was my point. So, there you go. That was the point I was trying to make.
Okay, so I'm going to check right now to see if there, you know, anyone did make a donation. You know, who knows? Someone from City of Heroes could have been listening, and we could have had a donation. So before we go off the air, let's give fairness.
Right.
And nope, it's still 241.
Who I say?
But
jump.
We're going to keep giving the chances until the main date comes around.
I
want to point out, this Sunday is a special day with Extra Life.
Yes. Oh, yes. This weekend, actually the entire weekend, extralife.org, starting tomorrow, it is Tabletop Gaming Appreciation Weekend. That means play your favorite tabletop games all weekend. It's cool. You don't have to stream anything. Just play them. You know, just get out there and play. Play to your little heart's desire. It's cool. And, you know, so that's what we're doing on Sunday. Actually, I think it's great because we had that planned Sunday anyway. We're playing tabletop game. We're playing tabletop role-playing game.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. I will ask Shortbus if he can keep playing the extralife.org commercial to help the donations here. It will be aired on Alto's Twitch stream, which I do not have at this moment.
Yes. right. I have something else.
I think he posted it either on Paragon Dawn or Dawn Radio's Facebook page. It's one of the two.
Cool. Oh, now tomorrow, that's what I wanted to look up, is DC's, hold on, I want to look up, DC's Fandome, okay? But I'm hearing a rumor now that they have expanded it to the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So I'm trying to... I'm trying to, cause I heard that during the week. I heard a this is my first. No, I guess they're keeping it. I don't know. This. Oh, okay, but I do have a list of the panels. Do we have time?
5 minutes.
Okay, here we go. As of August 20th, this is August 20th. They've tweaked the panels. Okay, tomorrow, this is... All right, I'm going Pacific time because I don't know what BST is. All right, so these are all Pacific time. Wonder Woman 1984 panel is 10 a.m. Pacific. Warner Brothers Games Montreal announcement, 10:25 a.m. Pacific. There's almost certainly where you get the glimpse of the next Batman game. The Sandman Universe Enter the Dreaming panel, 10:45 a.m. Pacific. Multiverse 101 panel. Um, 11:20 a.m. Pacific. Introducing Flash panel. Learn more about the long-awaited Flash movie. 11:40 a.m. The Suicide Squad panel. 11:55. BAWSE females of color within the DC universe. 12:40 p.m. Surprise DC Comics panel. This one's a mystery, but it's listed as Halls of Heroes panel. Okay. 1:45 p.m. The Snyder Cut of Justice League panel. One of today's main events, director Zack Snyder will discuss his 2021 recut of Justice League and will feature some special guests. Ooh, 2:30 Pacific. Black Adam panel, 3:10 Pacific. Aquaman panel, 4:05 p.m. Pacific. Ask Harley Quinn, 4:15 p.m. A tie into the adult animated TV series, 10-minute panel has Harley answering fan questions. All right, Tomorrow's Superheroes with Jim Lee. DC CCO Jim Lee will chat to Bing Chen of nonprofit organization Gold House for the vital influence of Asian writers and artists. All right. Shazam panel, 4:35 p.m. Pacific. Zachary Levi and friends will talk a little about the Shazam sequel. Wonder Woman 1984, the WWE 84 cast play Werewolf 1984. The Wonder Woman sequel cast plays a game they created on set, which is presumably some version of the Werewolf Party game at 4:45 p.m. Pacific. Okay. Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. After years of silence, Rocksteady Studios will finally discuss its new game, focus on the group of supervillains. And that's at 5:10 p.m. Pacific. And then the Batman panel, 5:30 p.m. Pacific. This is the big one. Director and writer Matt Reeves will chat to Aisha Taylor about 2021's Batman movie starring Robert Pattinson with surprises promised. Okay. All right. And for those of you in the chat... here's about the fandom.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Bloody Wolfie says if he got a session this Sunday or Monday, if he can listen in,
yes,
he will. There we go.
Cool. And if not, you can always watch the video of the gaming session afterwards.
Mm-hmm. You can hear it on Dawn Radio.
If you're in Champions Online, I was going to say, if you're in Champions Online that day, if we're capable, you're always invited. Like last week, we played in the WCOC building. You're always invited to come down and just hang out and listen to it and just watch us play, sit around the table and play. We usually get a big gathering. Most
of
the time,
I did pension. This is probably the first time a tabletop pen and paper role-playing game actually had a crowd around it.
Yeah, that's not at a convention. That's not at a convention.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on really quick. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. See you all next week. Watch those superhero movies. Read those comic books. And commence the celebration of my 50th birthday. We'll see you all next week. Unless you're going to tune in for, we'll see you Sunday for Champions Playing Champions on Champions. Please donate for theextralife.org. We'll see you next time. Thank you. You guys rock. Anything you'd like to say in closing really quickly? I think we're in the afternoon.
Good night,
Gracie. Good night,
Gracie.
And for those on Monday, I hope you enjoyed your weekend. We hope you enjoyed Champions Playing Champions on Champions. You didn't listen to Bach tonight. And please donate for theextralife.org or spread the word. And if you're a player and you want to get involved with the Champions, Playing Champions on Champions, get in touch with me. It's not that hard. Just give you a link.
Yeah, we're definitely
PDF
in the after party.
Well, I'm just saying, this is the Monday group. So this Monday night, if you made this far, if you want to be a player, if you want to join us to play, I ask that you please read the chapters to be a character, to make your own character. Try and make your own character. I can't be making characters for everybody. I can't be making character. I can help you make a character. I can't be making a character for you. Okay, so that's what I should do. All right, so with that, we're out of here. That's it, right?
Yep.
You have things to do. I'm going to go have some dinner and like that. All right, then. Have a good night, sir, and I will see you Sunday. All right, I'm ending the show. Oh, thank you all. Anybody still left in the room?
There is, but I am leaving.
All right, saying goodnight to them. Enjoy the weekend. All right, I'm ending the show now. Oops. Wait, I thought I hit it. Okay, there we go. Okay, ending the episode.